Exposing the New Testament, it has served us well, this myth of Christ. It's a quote by Pope Leo X, 1475 through 1521. The myth of the resurrection, stolen. The resurrection is a common theme found in numerous completely different religions throughout the world, symbolic of a descent to the underworld and later a return. Mesopotamia, Ishtar, Inanna's descent and return, she was resurrected from the dead. Egypt, Osiris, god of the underworld, was resurrected. Greece, Persephone's descent into the underworld and return. The list of resurrected gods is extensive and is based upon a concept, not actual characters. This allegory is based upon the magnum opus and what is known as the Nigredo stage. Okay, and the magnum opus is a working that a person does, meditation. It's like the highest working where all of this leads to where they become physically and spiritually immortal. I mean, aging, where they don't no longer age and it's regressed and they're young again in spiritual and physical perfection. The numerous trinities, Anu, Enlil, and Ea, the Christian Church stole their God the Father, God the Son from this one. Bel Saturn, Jupiter Bel, and Baal Cham, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, Mithra, Varuna, and Indra, Jupiter, Juno, and Minerva, Osiris, Isis, and Horus, the three-bodied goddess Hecate, the three-headed Scylla, triune divinities of the Cabiri, three-headed dog Cerberus, Taoism, the Trinity, San King, three pure gods, Yu King, Jade Pure, Shan King, Upper Pure, and Tai King, Great Pure. Monu Basatu, Fugen Basatu, and the historical Buddha called the Shaka Trinity, Shaka Sanzon. Ka, spirit or ether, Ba, body, and the Ankh, immortality. Thomas, stability. Satwa, orderliness. Rajas, restlessness, from the Guna Sanskrit translation. Artemis, Aphrodite, and Hecate. Kor, Persephone, and Demeter. Shen, spirit. Qi, vitality, and Qing, essence. The three treasures of Taoist Wai Tai internal alchemy. Alpha, Omega, and Iota. And the devil's trident, also known as the Trishul. Of course, we can't forget the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Nazarene's crucifixion is nothing new. Acts 5:30, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom he slew and hanged on a tree. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. The Norse god Odin preceded Jesus the Christ. Odin hung from a tree and experienced a death of sorts to obtain knowledge. Though being reborn, he obtained gnosis, advanced spiritual knowledge, as did the Egyptian god Set, who is crucified on a cross known as a furka. In addition, Krishna, Marsyas, Dodanian, and Zeus also hung from trees. This is also the meaning of the hangman card in the tarot. The Buddha also sat beneath a bow tree. Bow is of the boa, meaning serpent, like a boa constrictor. The Kundalini. The tree is an ancient depiction of the human soul, with the trunk being symbolic of the spine and the branches symbolizing the 144,000 nadis, with the leaves and fruits symbolizing the fruits of the meditations, the life force and powers of the mind and soul. In addition, Krishna, Marsyas, Dodanian, and Zeus also hung from trees. 144,000 is another Jewish-Christian biblical corruption of an allegory having to do with the nadis of the human soul, of which are special pathways for the life force. Below is a further list of gods who hung from trees. Tammuz of Syria, 1160 BCE, Witoba of the Telangonese, 552 BC, Yao of Nepal, 622 BCE. Yao is often spelt Jao. Sound familiar? This is the root of the Hebrew god Jehovah. Jesus of the Celtic Druids, 834 BCE. Note the similarity of Jesus and Jesus. Quetzalcoatl of Mexico, 587 BCE. Quirinius of Rome, 506 BCE. Prometheus, 547 BCE. In the account of the crucifixion of Prometheus of Caucasus, as furnished by Seneca, Hesiod, and other writers, it is stated he was nailed to an upright beam of timber to which were affixed extended arms of wood, and that this cross was situated near the Caspian Straits. Thulis of Egypt, 1700 BCE. Indra of Tibet, 725 BCE. Alcestis of Euripides, 600 BCE. Attis of Phrygia, 1170 BCE. Crite of Chaldea, 1200 BCE. Bali of Orissa, 725 BCE. Mithra of Persia, 600 BCE. The above list was taken from the book The World's 16 Crucified Saviors by Kersey Graves, 6th edition, 1960. Also, regarding the name Jesus, the five letters represent the five elements, fire, earth, air, water, and quintessence of the human soul. The fictitious character was stolen from pagan allegories. He was said to have lived 33 years, which correspond to the vertebrae of the human spine where the Kundalini serpent ascends, which transforms the human mind and soul into superconsciousness. This is what is meant by a 33rd degree Mason. It's 33 esoteric vertebrae. The two others who were crucified along with the Nazarene make up another trinity and are again allegories of the three major sections of the soul where there is a cross of energies, the main being the neuter heart chakra, larger cross, where the shoulder chakras have wings, and two smaller hip and sixth chakras. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the occult, study everything on this website, exposingchristianity.com, and also the Joy of Satan website, joyofsatan.org, which is very revealing regarding spiritual knowledge. The Nazarene was invented from a concept. The Nazarene is what is known as the chi, the witch power, prana, and other terms for the powers of the human mind and soul. Many depictions of halos indicate the risen serpent of Satan, also known as the Kundalini. The cross was originally equal-armed and is the shape of the human soul. This has been hideously corrupted as well. The Jesus saves bunk that Christians parrot out like a pull-on-the-cord child's toy is false. In reality, only your own powers will save you. Through power meditation, we can heal ourselves and survive situations that will prove disastrous to those who lack this knowledge. The ascended serpent is the prerequisite for the magnum opus working that makes one physically and spiritually perfect and immortal. This is another area where the deluded Christians keep repeating the everlasting life phrase without any idea of what it really is, means, or how to obtain it. The Latin cross was not a part of Christianity until the 7th century and not fully acknowledged until the 9th century. Primitive churches preferred to represent the Nazarene with the lamb. The lamb, by the way, is another stolen symbol. The lamb of Easter is represented by the sign of Aries, the ram, which begins on the 21st of March of every year. The lamb was also carried by Hermes and Osiris. The spring lamb, symbolic of when the sun enters the sign of Aries, which is symbolized by the ram, also has to do with the beginning of the magnum opus working. Christian holidays have been stolen as well. All coincide with pagan holidays and noted times of the year. Easter was stolen from Ashtaroth, originally known as Ashtar. This holiday coincides with the vernal equinox of spring, when day and night are of equal length. This holiday is known as Eastre to the Anglo-Saxons. As the goddess of fertility, she was associated with rabbits and eggs. The Christians stole this holiday and corrupted its meaning. Other names for the holiday include Easter, Istra, Eos, Erstra, Esther, Estrus. Estrus is when an animal goes into heat, mating season, Ostrus, Oistrus, and Ostara. Again, the Lamb of God was stolen from the zodiac sign of Aries the Ram, which occurs every spring. The Yule season, December 25th. Coinciding with the winter solstice, December 25th is close to the shortest day of the year and is the birth date of the Persian god Mithra, and is the Roman holiday of Saturnalius. The tree, decorations, baking, gifts, and celebrating have nothing to do with the Nazarene. These are carryovers from pagan celebrations. Again, the tree with the lights and decorations is symbolic of the risen serpent, the soul that has been lit up as all of the 144,000 nadis are alive with energy. The shape of the fir tree as it culminates in a point symbolizes the welling up of energy to the top of the head, no different from the symbolism of the Egyptian pyramids terminating in a point. There are many different pagan gods associated with and celebrated around or on December 25th. All Saints' Day corresponds with Halloween and Samhain. Assumption Day coincides with Lammas Day of the summer solstice. All of these holidays, which were originally Gentile pagan, have been replaced to conform with and focus on fictitious Jewish characters. For more detailed information regarding the theft and corruption of pagan holidays, see the Stolen Year article, or you can listen to it. We also have it on MP3 in Exposing Christianity. Webpage for MP3 and Satan's Library, or exposingchristianity.com for the webpage itself. Christian vestments and their witch sorcerer parallels. The cincture is parallel to the witch's cord or girdle. The alb is a ceremonial robe. The bishop's mitre is a copy of the ancient Egyptian crowns of the gods and the pharaohs. The crozier represents the sorcerer's blasting rod and bears a strong resemblance to the ancient Egyptian crook. The Christian altar is set up nearly identical with the ritual altar for witchcraft. The usual Christian mass service makes use of the following: the bell, the incense burner or thurible, the candles, the host, the book, the chalice filled with wine, and oil. Yet, in spite of this, the Christian church murdered en masse those accused of being witches, sorcerers, and those of pagan religions. The sorry joke of Christian sacraments. With Christian sacraments, it is obvious they are bogus. One can come and go as one pleases, and they have no meaning. Of course, this stands to reason, as they were all stolen. Some blatant examples. Okay, there's photos here, but I'm reading this. Baptism with water. Okay, it was stolen. Confession. Stolen from the papyrus of the royal mother Nesemt. The communion host. Stolen. During a mass or church service, the priest or minister recites the line of "Eat my body and drink my blood" for the blessing of the communion host Eucharist. This is a simulation of a human blood sacrifice. Okay, and for more in-depth information, you can either read about the Christian mass service, the simulation of a human blood sacrifice, on exposingchristianity.com. Or also you can listen to the audio. We have the audio on the Exposing Christianity webpage, where you can just download the audios. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit supposedly descended upon the apostles of the Nazarene in tongues of fire. Again, this is the serpent of Satan, the Kundalini, which has been stolen and corrupted from pagan religions, especially those of the Far East. Paganism has been labeled as Satanism. Also, the word pagan means Gentile. Acts 2:2-4. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. The serpent is known to bring about knowledge and expanded consciousness, enlightenment. Ushnisha, also known as the flame of invisible light, sat upon the head of the Buddha or Buddhist holy man, indicating divine intelligence. The flames are the ascended Kundalini serpent, which is of Satan. The rosary was stolen from Tibetan mala beads. Mala beads are used for counting mantras by sliding the fingers from bead to bead, so one is not distracted by having to keep track of the numbers during meditation. The repetition of the Hail Marys and the Our Fathers, most common to Catholicism, were stolen and corrupted from Far East Asian mantras. A mantra is a word of power vibrated repeatedly to focus the mind in meditation and to manifest one's wishes and desires into reality. Aum is the most common, and this is where the Christian used word Amen was stolen from. Also from the Egyptian god Amun, whose name means the same, Aum. The robotic repetitious prayers recited over and over again in Christian churches are also corrupted imitations of mantras. The church steeple is a copy of the Egyptian obelisk. The only difference is the crucifix on top. We are all familiar with the Egyptian obelisks, such as Cleopatra's Needle. This has a lot in common with the Maypole. The Maypole was a symbol for the May King's phallus, erect penis. This is a symbol of fertility. On the eve of Beltane, the 30th of April, celebrants danced around the Maypole. The original Egyptian obelisks were symbols of the phallus. They represented the erect organ of the earth god Geb as he lay on the ground trying to reach up to unite himself with the goddess Neith-Nut over the overarching sky. Unbeknownst to most Christians, their church steeple is a symbolic erect penis with a cross on top. The halo, indicative of a risen serpent of Satan, Kundalini, was stolen from Hindu gods and the Buddha. Both religions predated Christianity by centuries. That annoying fish symbol the Christians use has also been stolen and corrupted. It is called a yoni, and the Christians turn it on its side. It is really a vagina, and its correct position is seen here at left. Okay, there's a picture of it. It's pointed up, and the fins are on the bottom. The yoni is a very ancient symbol and can be seen in many old decks of tarot cards. Okay, Christians venerating relics, ringing bells, and burning incense are unwittingly imitating Hindu rituals that were established many centuries before Judeo-Christianity. The praying hands were stolen as well. They are an ancient yogic mudra. There are statues of the Hindu gods and also the Buddha with the praying hands known as the Nemast mudra. The folded hands as well are a variation and another mudra that was stolen. Mudras are used in meditation to connect the minor chakra circuits in the hands and fingers. Many yoga asanas have these as well. Check any online images of hatha yoga postures. Yoga predates Christianity. The saints took the place of the old gods in the Catholic religion as the Pope used this replacement method for converting polytheists to monotheism. Ancient pagan temples, along with libraries that contained important spiritual texts, were destroyed and razed by Christians. Christian churches were often built over these. Many pagan temples were built on ley lines, especially in Europe. And there's a couple references for this. The Atlantis Blueprint, page 267 by Colin Wilson, copyright 2002. And a set. When he's crucified on a burqa, the Woman's Dictionary of Symbols and Sacred Objects by Barbara G. Walker, page 54.